Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Nearly 70% of voters in the suburb of St. Louis, Illinois, said no to drag queens using taxpayer-funded places like schools and libraries. This ballot vote comes after two libraries in the area hosted drag queen events in June. One show was adults only, while the other one invited children as young as toddlers to attend. The libraries also coordinated with a local public high school to promote the event. To be clear, these are taxpayer-funded institutions working together to promote an event where men dress up as women and dance sexually in front of children. Now, is this something that's good and healthy for children and our society? The voters in St. Louis, Illinois, made it clear that the answer is no, and they won't tolerate it in their community. Whether other cities across the nation say no to public drag queen events remains to be seen.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.